Log Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. We're going to be talking to some young millennial folks this evening who are Trump supporters, and some are getting flack for doing so. And it's quite interesting what the stereotypical view of certain folks are, and the way that folks believe they should be voting if they are a certain race or a certain gender or a certain lifestyle they like to lead. They are stereotypically put into a spot. We're going to try to break one of those stereotypes a little bit tonight, and maybe we can raise and get some courage for other folks who might be having a little fear with what's going on in the world right now to step up and say, you know what, I'm a conservative. And it's okay, you know. They come down on you and they get you. When it really hits the fan, folks, they'll get it. They'll get what's coming to them. So, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes. Just check this stuff out right here.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and you know, he's given his all, and you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform, they are very human just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's D-A-V-E-B-R-A-Y USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American Brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American Brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you. God bless, and God bless this great country.
Let's get that number out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Here we are, folks. What's happening? It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Like I said before, I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and it's good to be here. Well, you see what's happening down in Texas, and I guess the little hurricane, it's now, I don't think it's a hurricane anymore, but it's going to spin back into the Gulf of Mexico and turn back into a hurricane. And we want to really try to think about those folks in Texas. There are lots of fundraisers out there, folks. Just find a fundraiser, do a little research, make sure it's legit, and chip in a dollar. You know, if a million people chip in a dollar, that's $1 million that could buy supply. $1, a million people. They got money. You know what I mean? I want to say hello to everybody on the live feed. Andy, Denise, Danny. Oh, Mary, what's up? Jean. Me, oh, look, I'm on the live feed. John, Marty, my father-in-law is watching. What's happening? Martial Law, Trish, Mandy from New Zealand watching. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Mandy is our long-distance fan. She's on all the time. Folks, if you would be kind enough to share this video with everybody and build us a little bit of an audience, and we can have a really awesome show. I'm going to be talking tonight about conservative millennials. Folks, there's many, many of them out there. And they are the voice of the future of the conservative side of things. So, you know, independent leaning right to Republicans, libertarians leaning right and Republicans, and moderate. Everybody from the middle that feels right all the way over. Millennials. That's folks that are 19, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. College students that are out there right now rioting all over the place. Hey, my friend Mark's watching. What's up, Mark? Mm-hmm. All right. Man, the crowds, some of these folks that come onto the live feed I know for 30-some-odd years from high school days. Man, it's crazy to think that I was in high school over 30 years ago. Crazy. Liam's watching, another old friend from up in New York. What's happening, Liam? It's really good to see these guys, everybody tuning in. Real fast, folks, I'm going to have my first guest on tonight. I don't know if we're going to get any other guests on. Everybody, some are in college because they're millennials, and some of them are doing rallies and doing such, you know, and they can't always just come on the show, unfortunately. They're doing great conservative battles out in the field, standing up for America. Or they're going to college and studying and learning and trying to get an education. And educate people while they're at it. We're going to have Abby Horton on the show again. She was in Charlottesville. She came on the show, but she's getting ready for some serious schoolwork. She's got to clamp down and study. But hey, look, Brendan, Liam's brother, you guys are on together. That's a first. Hey, all right, man, we're going to have a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, and Brendan and Liam, you may know this, our guest tonight, as Joanne, you know Joanne from the neighborhood, Brendan. This is her son, Ray. Ray, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Ray, it's really good to have you on the show. I believe we're going to have a very important show this evening. And also with us is our host of Constitutional Millennials. We'll be kicking back off here pretty soon in the fall. Patrick, welcome to the show, Patrick. Say what's happening. Meet Ray.
Hello, Ray.
What's happening,
nice
Patrick?
To meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Patrick, tell everybody a little bit about your show, how it is. Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation is the name of the show. And we're going to maybe delve a little bit more into the Constitution when the show kicks back off.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Basically, what my show is there for is basically looking from a millennial's perspective. Like, what do we see in the Constitution? Like, what could we improve? Or what could we make better or change as of right now for this generation and for the generations to come?
Excellent stuff. And Ray, introduce yourself to the world right now. This is his first time officially on the show. Tell people who you are, what you do for a living. You know, give a little bit of biography of Ray Kelly.
All right, and here's a little autobiography of me. I'm Ray. I'm 20 years old and 21 soon. I'm a hairstylist for about 3 years. You know that. Love it. I'm an independent moderate. I have to say I'm like literally just an independent because I have both sides. But yeah, I lean right, and you know me. I voted for Trump, and I can't tell you how happy I am with my vote. I'm a free speech absolutist. I believe in full free speech and a constitutionalist. So, I mean, that's a little synopsis, I guess.
There you go. Here's a young 20-year-old, soon to be 21, claiming he's a constitutionalist. How refreshing is that to hear? We have Patrick, whose show is Constitutional Millennials, and Ray, a 20-year-old hairdresser from New York, a constitutional millennial. This is awesome stuff, folks. This is very important. There's a lot of stereotypes. There's a lot of stereotypes in the world, too. And one of the biggest stereotypes, folks, is that if you're a certain race, a certain gender, a certain lifestyle, that you have to vote Democrat. Because the Democrats are going to look out for you. They look out for your civil rights and this and that and blah, 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 which we see in the news every single day as a joke and a sham. They're not looking out for anybody's civil rights but their own. And if you don't go with their show, they're coming after your civil rights. They're going to squish them, smack them down like The Rock in a bad wrestling match.
That's what I'm saying.
And one of the stereotypes is young millennial gay men have to vote Democrat. Ray, tell the folks that they don't have to vote Democrat if that's where they stand. Because, folks, Ray, and I'm very proud to know Ray, it doesn't matter where he stands in this issue. He's a great man who works hard and is respectful and kind, and everybody should look to him as a shining example of how you should be, regardless of when you close your doors at night, what you like to do. That has no bearing on anything. But in society, they like to label people and group everybody into little groups. And if you're in that group, you have to be a certain way. And if you're not that way, oh, my God. So, Ray, tell folks, what kind of grief do you get because of your lifestyle and what you like to do to pursue happiness in this country, which every person has a right to?
Mm-hmm. You know, I tell everybody that you really don't have to vote Democrat, because if you really look at the past of the Democratic Party, it's a very dark, sordid past that if you really stand for these minorities or for LGBT, you don't want to stand with a Democrat because they are the party of slavery. And the grief I get from it, oh, my God, I can't even tell you. People my age won't even talk to me sometimes because a lot of them have blocked me out of their lives because of the fact that I was very vocal in the fact that I was going to vote Trump, especially when he, you know, I've been on his side since 2015 when he first came down the escalator. I was just immediately on the Trump train, and I've been riding ever since. And Democrats and anyone who's near left or voted for Hillary Clinton – finds that appalling, and it's very disheartening because it takes away the American foundation of debate, and that's the most horrifying thing is that America was based and brought up on the fact that we can have debates and have differences, but then later on we'll just hang out and talk and laugh about it. But now with Trump coming in, it opened up this whole new gate to all this hatred and anger. Like, look at the CNN. CNN puts on something every single day, something new about Trump that's completely false. They just try to perpetuate a false narrative that is just angry, and they don't ever give any solutions. They look for things that are wrong, but they never give a solution, and that's the Democratic Party's problem, and they're going to have an issue with this with 2018 elections to 2020.
So, you can hear, regardless of what you may think about Long Island, New York, there are conservative patriots being raised by seriously awesome parents there on Long Island. My friend Damon is watching, and he's another one. His daughter, what an amazing marksman she's become. And they're out there on Long Island, and they have the SAFE Act. It's got to be so hard to still be able to train with rifles, hunting, mm-hmm. and doing, pheasant runs and trying to do that stuff. Folks, they're out there. If you're up there in New York and you're on Long Island, really think about who's going to be claiming offices. 2018 is right around the corner. Really, seriously, mm-hmm. research. Research. You got to change the politics in New York. You can't be liberal. All right, we are the melting pot. New York is the melting pot of the world, folks. Everybody goes there. But you have to go there and obey the laws and get along and assimilate, get a job and pay taxes and do what everybody else does.
And
they're all conservative.
It's because the Democrats are just very angry, and that's what they're trying to use. They're just if anti-Trump is all that is going to be their platform, they're not going to get far in 2018 or 2020.
Right. And so far, we can tell what their platform is. Get Trump no matter what. And now what's coming down is get Trump supporters, too, and start intimidating us. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not intimidated. You can come with a gang of MNFers. I don't care. Come with 100 guys. I don't care. I'll stand there with mm-hmm. my Trump shirt as you pull me into the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I don't back down. I'm not backing down from my principles and my what I believe in. And I believe that Trump is the man. And you know what? I got you beat. You said in 2015 you jumped on the Trump train. I jumped on the Trump mm-hmm. Trump train, season one of The Apprentice. You're fired.
he was a businessman. He always looked like he was going to be a president one day. And it's good that we have a businessman in there who understands trade and understands how money works and real estate works and who can build a proper wall that's real estate and that we can build equity on as a country.
Yep, and also put people – there's 93 million – all right, so the unemployment rate million people out of work. And there's lots and lots of veterans that would be honored to go down there and build a wall and mm-hmm. make some money and get employment and some experience and learn and assimilate back into civilian life from the battlefield. As 22 a day or more are committing suicide coming off the battlefield. We got to help
mm-hmm.
them. So Patrick, you're in high school still, am I correct?
Yes, I am.
And you're a senior this year. What do the kids in school say about your support for Trump in the halls of the high school?
Personally, I'm not really a politics person, but when I kind of look at it from both angles, I can see that he is a businessman and that he wants what's best for his country. And then I see the other side on how people dislike him for things that he has done in both the past and current. And it's kind of ironic that I'm taking an economics class this year.
It's important. Take a civics class too. If they have it, take political science. It's important to understand how the system works. I wish I would have known. I'm learning now as I go. I did a show for a little while called Trainwreck Radio, but we were doing Constitution 101, and we made it up to Article 4. That's where the Trainwreck started. But I'm learning a lot just by being a mouthpiece and trying to spread truth and bring awareness to issues. Because I know not only are they saying that gay millennial folks of all races should vote Democrat, but they also say that if you're black or Latino, you should also vote Democrat. And it's the biggest scam going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. And I'm also taking a government class next semester.
Excellent. See, it's important. See, folks, people are learning, but you got to be careful of what they're teaching and whatever they're teaching. Just question everything and research everything they tell you, because you know that the new system of education is to twist the history of what happened in this country. And I know not in every school, but in many schools, they are teaching that the Tea Party fellows that threw the tea into the Boston Harbor at the beginning of the Revolutionary War were domestic terrorists. Not patriots standing up to a tyrant, but they were domestic terrorists. So today, in today's day and age, if you stand up to the tyrant, you're a domestic terrorist. That's the way it goes. You have to bow to tyrannical governmental figures who live outside the bounds of the law. They should absolutely follow every law we follow, be held to the same standards, and also have to have the same kind of medical coverage and pension plans. We don't have pensions. Pensions for life, and I got to chip in the 401k and hope those greedy bastards don't steal it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
The 401ks, they raid them when things get tough and they're really big and people got a lot of money. All of a sudden, the government needs your money. And I hate 401k. It scares me. We have no backup when we're old in this country anymore. Pensions are a thing of the past. But the government gets them. The government got great pensions. They get one-term Congress. They get like $75,000 a year for the rest of their life. They never have to lift a finger.
That's true.
I just want to make $75,000 in a year once.
That would be nice.
You know? Combined, that's me and my wife. I want to make that. That'd be great. If we're both working and we can make 75 grand, I'd be happy. I'd be doing pretty good here in the state. You know? Yeah, I got some of the folks on the live feed telling me that the reception is horrible. I'm going to show you something, folks, real quick. Right. Moving cap. Hold on. You see right there?
That's sometimes hear you a little fading out. Just occasionally, though.
This is my router. I'm right next to my router. Right next to it. It's right there. Right now, I got my foot on it. That's how close I am. I'm getting a poor signal. AT&T. Hey, Rusty's watching from Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Rusty's down in the Brownsville area. And
hello, Rusty.
They had a little wind and they had a little rain, and they're okay. God bless them. And
God
folks,
bless
please
them.
Pray for those in Texas. Yeah.
I'm glad
really
that a lot of them survived.
Do you guys know anybody in Texas?
I do.
I don't know anybody.
And who's down in Texas, and are they safe?
You know what? Give me 1 minute. I have to say something. I'll tell you when I get back, though.
So, Ray.
Yeah.
When the next election comes and they're voting, running for mayor, there's a serious candidate that I think is probably a pretty good candidate. And a friend of mine, Vicky, stood up to de Blasio and got right in his face and really told him to let him have it. And she's supporting Bo Deedle. Have you been following the mayoral race in New York City at all?
All right, so that's actually a really good question, because I recently just had a client in my chair the other day who came in, and she's studying political science in college in Boston, and she was down here as an internship for de Blasio, so she gave me sort of like an inside pulse of what's happening. She told me that that well, she is liberal, so she told me that de Blasio's great. So, I mean, you can only take that so far. But she said that he's getting very worried, de Blasio, that this guy might take the race because of the fact that it's such a populist movement. And the populist movement really is taking over throughout the world because of Trump. And he's worried about it. He's worried about his throne being taken over.
He should be.
And how absolutely.
And have you been following the race at all?
No. I haven't really been following the mayoral race that much, but I only know exactly what that girl told me about when she was interning. Just about that much. But all I know is that he is scared and that it may come really close this election.
Well, we got to hope de Blasio's out of there because he's just out of hand.
Also,
you know what I
got to
propose? I'm looking for a song here. I want to play a song real fast. I have a caller I want to screen. And this goes out to those folks in Texas who are suffering. Folks, please, if you can, find a site. There's so many sites right now that are legit.
Oh,
folks,
there goes
raise money for people in disaster relief in Texas. You don't necessarily have to go to, like, Red Cross and donate. There's all kinds of stuff. People doing private funds and things like that. You could search out and find a good group that might be heading down there with supplies and donate to them so they can get there or that they can get other supplies. There's all kinds of things going on logistically to get help in Texas. And I'm going to play this song for those folks who are in Texas. May God bless you all and protect you all and bring you relief in these times in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we're getting the song to play, Echo.
When I get to stop and rest on this hot and sandy trail, walking through this desert, occasionally I fail. In a fight of desperation on this road of life, I know that there's only one true way to beat the strife. With rolling tears at times, I think I'll never make it through. Then I stop and realize to give it all to you, raising up my shield of faith in front of me to fight. With your Holy Spirit, you guide me through the night. Now I call you Christ Messiah, I call you King of Kings. You have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free.
Thank you.
People see me in the vineyard, serving in your name. They notice how I've changed, my life is not the same. Often they will ask, of the change come over me. I tell them how Jesus set this sinner free. And I call you Christ Messiah, and I call you King of Kings. For you have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. You've risen from the grave with the keys to set the sinner free.
My friend Rusty down in Texas is informing us that gas is going up 25 cents a gallon. in an hour I see they're gouging. I saw folks are selling cases of water for like, you know, $20. And what? How in a time of need like this could people gouge? They should be like, you know, saying, you know what, forget the money. Here, take the water. You look like you're thirsty. You don't have to pay me. Come back when everything's good and give me $5 for the water. You know what? But they're gouging them. They're raising the gas prices. It's just crazy what's going on in people's plight and a disaster. You were up there during Hurricane Sandy. It was a mess up there, no?
Oh, my God. It was absolutely insane here. I remember that like it was yesterday because it happened literally right before Halloween, and the whole holiday was ruined. But I remember the lines for the gas were just down the road. I remember a portion was just filled with cars everywhere. I remember, what's it called? People were getting arrested because they were taking advantage of a natural disaster was the crime, because they would steal from gas stations that lost their power. I remember Long Beach. We had to go pick up this girl, Sarissa. And Sarissa, her house was completely flooded from the waters. The water line went all the way up to her attic. That's how bad it was. And there was piles of garbage everywhere. And it's literally the piles of garbage were as high as me. And I'm 5'1", and it just smelled. It was one hell of a storm, Sandy. You know, I really hope people donate to Harvey, because those people really deserve it and need it.
My parents lost everything in Hurricane Sandy. Half of our stuff that I know from when I was a kid is locked inside the house, and they won't let anybody in to get it. And I'm in Florida. Mm-hmm. I can't go down there and kick the door in to get the stuff. So they're rocked.
Mm-hmm.
My life, my whole life, my childhood.
Yeah.
That's a loud noise.
Okay.
We got somebody. Only me.
Yes, absolutely. Hold on. That's bad reception. That was one hell of a storm, but that really does not compare to Harvey. Harvey took everything, and it's really good to see that politics doesn't get involved when it's a natural disaster. People come together, and even though you just said about the price gouging, I'm seeing people on TV where they're taking their boats out and they're helping people, and it's just a beautiful thing to see when human nature helps, when everyone's helping each other to survive.
It's amazing. You've seen that spirit on 9/11, folks. 9/11's coming up right around the corner. We want to make sure. I got someone who keeps calling in a 248 area code. If that's you, send me a message. Let me know who you are. I was trying to screen the call and played a song to try to screen it, and you disappeared. You disappeared again. I was trying to bring you in. I think you had the background noise. I'm not sure. But 9/11's right around the corner. I will be having a 9/11 special. I have an amazing poem from the perspective of the American flag written by a friend of mine, Rick. It's an amazing thing. And we're going to have pretty much an exclusive interview with Christian Sauthier he's a jailed sailor. He is the gentleman who was thrown in prison for taking 6 photographs of a submarine and in the engine room. And his charge is 6 counts of mishandling classified information. Hillary Clinton has 150 counts of mishandling classified information. Christian Saucier got one year in prison. Hillary Clinton ran for president. The double standard runs thick. Christian's going to come on. He's going to join us. He gets out of prison September 6th. 5 days later, he will join us for the 9/11 memorial show and tell us how the government shafted him. The gentleman came out and he told the truth and said, look, that's what I did. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. And they threw the book at him to be on the show. September 11th. Be sure to everybody knows where they were on that day. I know where I was. I was 25 miles east working in Amityville for the New York's IBEW local number 3. And, the crazy day. and there's some guys that here that went up to the 9/11 memorial this year, and they brought their American flag up onto the. Who made all that racket?
Sorry.
Mute your phone.
I just have a set of microphone for some reason.
They brought their American flag up to Ground Zero, and they were told that they could not walk around Ground Zero with their American flag, and they had their video camera going, and I seen the video with my own two eyes. So on 4th of July, they went back up to Ground Zero with their flags, and they got no flack, and they had a pile of people out there with their flag.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to let everybody know that on September 10th this year, coming right up, a reformation of a great rock and roll band here in the Sunshine State, Thunderstruck, getting back together for the first jam session, learning a couple new songs. We're going to branch out, learn songs like Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's going to be a blast. We're going to do some 80s rock, maybe some 90s rock, maybe some 70s rock, I guess. I don't know. We'll find out on the at Thunderstruck. Yours truly on rhythm and backing vocals will go. You might see a video live feed come out of Thunderstruck for practice if we get it fired up and we're doing really good. I haven't still practiced for the last year. I'm ready to rock. That's for my friend Doug. He's watching the show. He's in the band. He is Dougie Fangus, as he likes to call himself. We'll let that ride right there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I don't really have much more to talk about except for God bless America. Texas is in distress, and we got to remember Texas. I've actually run over 6 minutes. My show is run over 6 minutes. I'm late getting off the show here. Oh, no, I'm not. It goes till 7:30. What am I talking about? Holy crap.
What are you talking about?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, your host has lost his mind. Hey, we got a caller. 248 area code. Let's bring him in.
Hey, hello.
Hey, you're Ed from Detroit, Michigan. Welcome to the show. Who's calling?
Ed from Detroit, Michigan. How's everybody?
Ed from Detroit, Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, Detroit, Michigan. Boy, they got some trouble up there in Dearborn, but we're hoping for Kid Rock. Is that stuff true? Is he really running?
You know, a lot of talk about it, but I honestly feel he isn't. I think once he meets with some people in government and he finds out that the jobs becomes a life, you know what I'm saying? It's your life 24/7 when you become a U.S. senator. I think he's going to back down from really wanting to run as a U.S. senator. I could be wrong, but I do like Kid Rock. He's a great President Donald Trump supporter, and he's a strong conservative.
Amen.
Hey, but two things I wanted to just talk about real quick, if I can get your opinion, is first is a lot of these colleges and universities, the problem I have is, for the most part, in my opinion, they're schools of socialism. And it's beyond just having professors, instructors that are liberal, you know, Democrat. It's to the point, especially since Trump has been elected, when people just are down that are conservative or have a conservative point of view. You know, it's like, oh, you're wrong, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, and it's sad. But, you know, it was interesting. Obama, when he was interviewed by Rolling Stone magazine in November 2016, shortly after the election, he said that he has hope for this country because of the number of millennials that vote Democrat. But I honestly believe as people get older and go through the reality of the workforce, paying taxes and a lot of things like that, a lot more people turn conservative. I'm not saying conservative's right, being a Democrat's wrong, but I find it very concerning just how bad it's become, these colleges and universities, schools of socialism. And I'm right next to Wayne State University, which is a big university in Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, I see flyers going around, how do we get by, you know, in a Trump-run country? And I mean, anyway, I think if I can get your thoughts on that.
Well, I know how I felt when it was an Obama-run country. I'm sure that there's folks that feel the same way that it's a Trump-run country. They feel the same way we did for 8 years. How's it feel? except our guy is really for the people, and their guy was for his own pocket. But as far as the universities go, the universities have obviously become indoctrination centers. And you got, I mean, you even have some professors coming out now saying that, oh, pedophilia is, these poor guys are born that way. That's bullcrap. It's a sickness. But then, so now they're saying the same things. Oh, but you said the same thing about gay people, and it's a sickness. Pedophilia is a sickness. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's just their way, that's who they are.
I had one other question is, or point I'm making, if I can get your thoughts and opinion on it, is I feel, and you brought it, you touched on it slightly with Dearborn, a lot of people claim, especially the left, that they like the Constitution and the, our Bill of Rights until it doesn't suit their needs, you know, and granted, I'm not for white supremacists or hate groups, but where the hell is the media and the Associated Press to start calling out the Black Lives Matter and the new Black Panthers and some of their hate speech? And it just it boils my mind, you know, just like in Dearborn, they'll have their protests and marches, but my God, if you say, you know, you support Trump or that you support, for example, when they we just had a big roundup of Chaldeans and some Muslims that were legal immigrants, but they committed crimes while they were here, made no attempt to try to go through the legal process of citizenship, and they're getting deported under Trump. You know, when people came out to support him, oh, my God, did they get violent, mad, and Dearborn. But basically to my point, and if I can get your thoughts and opinion there, I feel a lot of the problem a lot of times, people say they like the Constitution, Bill of Rights, until it doesn't suit their needs.
Mm-hmm. We see that every single day in America. We have Antifa. Antifa is going around, and Antifa stands for anti-fascist. Anti-fascists are using fascist techniques and fascist ways to suppress their opponents. The other side, people are trying to intimidate the people from having their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
These folks on the left have just completely lost their mind, and they stand for nothing but to bring Trump down, and they are misguided. And they followed it. The one thing we can take from the Democrats is no matter what, they stick through it. They stick together through thick and thin. Stand by each other's side, whether they believe it or not. We don't have that on the Republican side. We don't have that on the conservative side.
No, I agree. I agree totally. And it, for example, with the incident just happened, you know, in Charlottesville, it's humorous to me, but in a way it's sad, though. They try to say it's just two groups. You got the counter-protesters with the violence, and you have the white supremacists. But what's getting left out of the picture is that originally, and most of the people there were people just to say, hey, we want to preserve our heritage. We want to acknowledge these generals and these people that were at the Confederate Army in the southern states, you know, and agree or disagree with them. But that's what most of them were there, and they were there as peaceful protesters. And then you have a small faction of some KKK, neo-Nazi-type people that show up, and they want to paint the brush, oh, this is what the conservatives stand for, and this is what the whole protest was about. It's just like what happened at U of Berkeley. There were peaceful liberal student protesters there, you know, for Milo's event. But then you had a large group of Antifa and these other ones that showed up. So I just the news media and the Associated Press needs to stop this one, especially most of it's liberal. But let's get the facts out there of what goes on in these, you know, situations and matters. And people are getting, misled or not getting the whole truth of what's going on.
Mainstream media is Antifa. Mainstream media is Black Lives Matter. And that's the problem. They're on the side with these people, and they support these people who are bringing the violence. I've been to many a rally. I have a friend who's on the show right now. He's watching. I think he's still watching. Billy. He goes out to many rallies. Folks are in a St. Augustine today rallying for Confederate monuments. and they're not evil, bad people. And they're trying to paint these guys because they want to preserve history of their ancestors. We don't have to agree with what their ancestors stood for, what their ancestors did. Their ancestors did what they did because it was the time. And they lived in the South, and they stood up for what they believed in, which was what makes America great, because that's what you can do in this country. Stand up for what you believe in. And they were smacked down, and they were branded. And the damn thing wasn't even over slavery. People today have it all mixed up. It was a very small part.
It's true. Yep. The facts of that Civil War, some of these facts that people lose is that it was mostly rich plantation owners. The vast majority of Confederate soldiers were poor white people that were fighting for the land and didn't have a choice to go out there and fight. As a matter of fact, with General Lee. General Lee wasn't in favor of slavery. His main reason, and this is the Ken Burns documentary, that he fought for the Confederacy because he said he couldn't turn his hand against his home state of Virginia. I don't want to get into the whole Civil War debate, but just the fact that the mainstream media and the Associated Press is so anti-Trump. But I'm 43 years old. I've never seen it this bad through the Ronald Reagan years, Clinton, Bush, Obama, none of them, of what they're doing. It's such an anti-Trump agenda. And one last thing I'll say is a great example. Mark Dice on YouTube showed this. When they had that hurricane that hit Texas Friday or Saturday there, Fox News is showing the hurricane hitting, getting information out, what's going on. And CNN and MSNBC have a corner snapshot on their screen about the hurricane, and they're sitting there discussing this pardon of Joe Arpaio. I mean, it's gone to lunacy.
Oh, Trump pardons a man who gave 50 years of his life to public service, and the liberals go nuts, and Obama empties Gitmo, and the people are on the battlefield killing Americans, but that's okay. I don't get
it. Don't be a Chelsea Manning.
So, Ray, what do you think? What are they talking about? Do they talk about the monuments, or do they think that we're all crazy down here in the South when they talk about the statues and the monuments, or they want to tear down Christopher Columbus' statue? I saw that the other day. Are they going after, the Statue of Liberty? You hear any kind of stuff like that going on up in New York?
And they're going after the Abraham Lincoln statue. It is absolutely disgusting the way that these childish liberals are acting. You can't get rid of history. The point of history is that we learn from history. That's the point of our past, that we learn from our past. And that's what's just horrifying to see when people act like this. And I just want to piggyback off what your other guest was saying about the mainstream media. The mainstream media is so in the pocket for the Liberal Party, for the Democrats, that no matter what happens, no matter what good comes out of the Trump presidency, it'll never suit their needs. They need to point out anything that looks bad. Like the Joe Arpaio thing. The Joe Arpaio he serves his country. He's exactly everything that's a Trump supporter. Of course, Trump's going to pardon him. But no one's talking about the criminal that Bill Clinton pardoned. I can't remember his name, but he embezzled so much in oil, and that he pardoned him. And Obama pardoned Chelsea Manning, who gave up so much in classified information. It's absolutely astounding to see the mainstream media just act so anti-Trump and not do their jobs. And that's why they're called fake news, and that's why they physically can't handle it. That's why Don Lemon's having a breakdown. Now, back to the statues. There were really two sides there. There were people there who were protesting the fact that they wanted just the fact that history to stay there. They really wanted to stay there. And, yes, there were the white nationalists who came in and the KKK who came in who – infuriated everybody and made everything, just out of control. And the liberals painted the conservatives with a broad stroke, but if you paint them with a broad brush, it's insane. You're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're this, you're that, but they just did it with us. They're painting me, a gay, a hairstylist in Long Island, a white supremacist because I voted for Trump. You're generalizing me now. I'm triggered. How about that? That's a microaggression. What you did was a microaggression. CNN is just one big microaggression. It's ridiculous.
using the liberal terminology, microaggression and political correctness. There's none of that crap here. And my friend Rusty down in Texas. Rusty down in Texas telling us that gas jumped 65 cents a gallon, now broke $3 a gallon, but they have a special on beer, Miller beer, $3 a case right now in Texas, down in the Brownsville area. So if you're thirsty and you need a beer, but you can't get gas because it's, you know, they're running out and they're rationing it, you sure can drink up. Have some fun and enjoy. Have a hurricane party. The cleanup starts this weekend.
Yeah.
Can I jump off of something?
Yes, sir.
This is from what I've seen anyway. A friend of mine showed me a picture in a Discord chat that I'm in. He showed me, or I don't remember who they were, but they showed me a picture of gas where it was $8.65 a gallon at an Exxon gas station. And I'm like, holy crap, that is high. And then I saw a few other pictures where like a lot of the stores were like rated almost clean.
Yeah.
Like water was almost $20 for a 16 pack.
And then they wonder why people get pissed off and start looting. So like I just lost everything and you want to pay $18 for a case of water? You want to I just want to say something real fast before I lose my track of mind. Anyway, we're getting near the end of the show anyhow. But
we're still about half an hour.
Right in Charlottesville, they showed these guys in the media with the Nazi flags and the KKK stuff. Folks, I just got to tell you that they are put there on purpose. White nationalist is bullshit narrative pulled up by the liberals. There are no white nationalists. What's a white nationalist? A Christian American who believes in the Constitution, baseball, hot dogs, and an apple pie? Is that a white nationalist? If their ancestry goes back to before the revolution, does that make them a white nationalist? I don't know what makes a person a white nationalist. It's bullshit. We didn't have this 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. No one ever said white nationalist. Now everybody's saying it. There's no
white nationalist.
You know, I am an American citizen, and I'm white. I live in a nation. I guess I'm a white nationalist. Are there black nationalists? Are there Spanish nationalists? Are there Jewish nationalists?
Yeah.
Is everybody a nationalist? How come why in this country do we label everybody? Why do we put everybody in groups? Why can't we just be Americans and just all like be like, hey, man, I'm American. He's American. Wouldn't you like to be an American, too? You know, I mean, come on.
I wish you were like that.
They need to open Ellis Island again. They need to open up Ellis Island. Every person that goes to Ellis Island. That's it. You go to Ellis Island, you check in. Here I am. I want to be an American. Okay. Well, are you smart? Yes. Do you have any ability to earn money and pay for yourself? Because we don't want to pay for you. We're not putting you on welfare. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to work.
Yeah.
You know, you get welfare for 6-8 weeks until you figure it out and you get a job and then you take care of yourself. You know, you don't come here and get all these benefits. You don't get everything for nothing. You get out there and you learn and you earn.
I remember reading about it.
Yeah.
They want to tear down the Statue of Liberty. I want to reopen it so that the immigration people can have a new office, beautiful, updated office there and process immigrants like they did years ago. It was great. It worked. Look what look what came out of it. The greatest country in the world. An industrial revolution took place because immigration. People came here.
That's what caused the country to grow.
Yep. It went to work. We got 7 minutes left, and there's one more person on hold. I'm going to bring the person in. Why not? We're having fun.
Mark.
Hey, what's happening? You're in the 404 area code. Who's that?
Well, I hate to come in and ruin fun. This is Naj, man, in Atlanta. What's going on?
What's happening?
How you doing?
I saw young Republicans, young conservatives, so I wanted to hear like some of the perspectives on what people were thinking, especially talking about younger folks. So I'm just sitting here listening to you guys. It's interesting. I do have to say, if your party is right 99% of the time, maybe you need to start looking at your party because, I'm neither Dem nor Repub. I hate them both. But I just don't understand people who have these allegiances towards these parties and think that these parties have our best. best intentions in here when we look at them. So I'm just listening to this conversation. This is interesting.
Well, basically, conservative principles everybody should agree with. A strong economy, smaller government, less taxes, energy independence. States run their own medical care. I mean, we should have a system where you like car insurance. If I don't like State Farm and you know, Prudential has a cheaper price, I could just go to Prudential. Why can't I do that with my medical plan? What's wrong with that?
Well, that's the thing. We tried that before. That was actually the start of so-called healthcare before the insurance industry actually appeared. Teddy Roosevelt is the one who made the fight for a nationalized healthcare system. The insurance companies beat him like they beat Hillary, like they beat Obama and everybody else. So it's been a tough fight as far as getting some kind of, you know, real healthcare system in this nation. So, I look at it like this. There's no need to hold your ideology to every point. Take your ideology where it actually works, and in places it doesn't work, maybe explore different ideas. So that's kind of where I come on it. So, like, when we talk about lower taxes for who? Because right now, middle class and lower classes pay taxes, and people of a certain strata, they're able to avoid them. They say we have upwards of $1 trillion in overseas places hidden away that have never been paid on. So, I mean, when you talk about taking back taxes, like, who are we talking about? People are not being taxed to a certain degree.
Right.
So, you know, just heavy.
And the statistics can be found, but the upper 1% pay like 90% of the taxes, believe it or not. I pay about 20% out of my pay in taxes. But when you pay all the other taxes, like the tax on a pack of butts and the tax on a pair of shoes, on the telephone, and the tax on the cable vision, and the tax on the gasoline, and the tax on the food. Tax is 75%.
Now,
really, taxes.
Because those are the taxes they're able to avoid because they don't have that kind of consumption, the local spending or local government consumption that you're going to spend your money on. Me and you, working class folks, are the ones who are paying the taxes. Now, when they tell you, oh, well, 1% pays the majority of the taxes, no, what they're saying is, they pay a huge amount of taxes. What they're not saying is they don't pay their fair share, as in the 33 or 34% majority of people pay, because they have access to accountants, they have access to different ways of creating shell companies and everything else.
Yep.
So at a certain point, it becomes a two Americas sort of narrative.
There is. There's a double standard that runs really, really thick in this country, basically on and you can see it right on what I said with the Christian Saucier case. He has 6 counts of mishandling classified information. He does a year in jail. Hillary has 150 counts of mishandling classified information, and she runs for president. There's a double standard for the rich.
Oh, dude, I laughed at Trump fans when they kept telling me Hillary was going to jail. I said, dude, where are you from? Are you from America? Like, no, people of that status don't go to jail. Didn't you see the bailout? Like, that's not how
she don't go to jail. If she goes to jail, it'll be a cold day in hell. I'll be expecting Jesus to come back. If she goes to prison, Jesus.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. So, you know how it goes, man. I'm a leftist, like outright leftist, way left the Democratic Party. But there are things I agree with conservatives on. Like, I'm not a person who's just against hearing the other side. I want to hear the other side. And where they're right, hey, I'll agree, in my own opinion. But I just think it's dangerous for us to get into these echo chambers, which you just talked about white nationalism.
Right.
That's been a problem for a long time. And I think now with the internet, you have the ability to radicalize somebody within a few weeks. Now, if you're talking about young kids who don't have a real foundation or background, they can be told a whole bunch of nonsense, and before you know it, you got somebody who's somewhat of a Nazi. And the kid just has to learn because he hasn't lived life yet. But, sitting in front of that internet, talking to people who think the same thing, it's possible. That's why we have that little issue going now.
Yeah, these handheld devices are like little mind control devices. They just twist the narrative. You watch what you watch, and it burns your brain cells. And next thing you know, you're out there in an Antifa suit attacking somebody. You're out there, out there in a flak jacket carrying an AR-15 at a rally. People are just in all different ways.
Think about how predictive the algorithms are. You watch one video, and now it brings you to similar videos, and before you know it, you got this whole little, what you think is a cache of knowledge, when actually you're just being indoctrinated. Like, you're not getting challenged, you're not changing your ideas on anything. You're just, your container
and
being filled.
You mentioned the echo chambers. Echo chambers are something. You know what we do? We people like me, I put this show on two nights a week, and I'm really preaching to the choir and saying the same things over and over and over again. And I love doing what I do, but it really is an echo chamber, and we're speaking to the choir most of the time because we don't have folks who want to come on and debate and talk about things. That, you know, we all have our own, and that's just the enemy. We don't want to talk to the enemy. I think this is great. We have someone who has leaning a little bit left, and we're having a good conversation because, not you know, folks have common sense, and we have common ground. We're not all enemies just because one person's a Democrat or Libertarian or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
We just have different views. It's when you get caught up in the ideology and the propaganda, because it's really out there. That's why I try to do this show, too, is to try to bring the truth and not let the media.
That's the difficult part. Like, I can sit and talk
Where's
with
the
conservative
truth?
All day. I can sit
Where's
and talk with conservative all day. We'll disagree, we'll agree. But I'm not going to sit and talk to a Nazi. Like, if somebody feels like the logical conclusion of their ideas is I shouldn't exist or I shouldn't be in this nation, like, we have nothing to discuss. But a conservative is a totally different thing. Now, the sad part is these people have attached themselves to the Trump movement and the conservative movement, and you guys are going to have to root them out of your party. The Dems have the same issue going on right now when you look at big corporate lobbyists, because the Dems are doing their best to kick that Bernie Sanders coalition in the basement because they don't want any parts of that stuff Bernie Sanders and those folks are talking about. So, you know, it's funny to watch all this go on. It's a lot of chaos, but we've been through worse.
You know what's funny, too, is regular people like you and me aren't falling for it. We go to work. We have white friends. We have black friends. We have Spanish friends. We're not falling for it. The whole world, the whole country is not a racist pile of crap where we're rioting everywhere. Everywhere else is normal. We're all going to work together. We're having lunch together. We're going out together. We're not trying to kill each other. We're not burning down our cities. We have common sense.
Yeah.
We love our neighbors. You know, the average citizen, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, are just people trying to get by. We're not part of the riots. We're not part of the crap. We just want to live our lives and be free and not bother anybody and have nobody bother us. That's simple.
You see that? Thank you.
I wish we had more time because we could get into that Civil War thing. Now, y'all know I got a whole bunch of points to pick with y'all on that one. But, you know, that would be an interesting conversation for another time,
right,
I guess.
I'll tell you right now. My show coming up this Thursday, the 31st, I have members of 3% National are going to come on. They are getting painted with a bad brush in this country. These guys are not racist in any way. I know white 3%ers, black 3%ers, Spanish 3%ers, female 3%ers, 3%ers of all walks of life. These guys are not the problem. Following them, we will have David McAllister from the Confederate Sons, Confederate Veterans, Sons of the Confederate Veterans, SCV, and Doug Getzlow from Save Southern Heritage. Those folks have made some news here in the Sunshine State. We'll be talking to them about the statues and the Civil War and all kinds of things. So that'll be 8 p.m., the same number you call tonight. We'll have them on all night long, a full hour.
Well, you better tell them to do their homework then, because I'm not taking any shorts. I'm just letting it be known. If allowed, I will call on that one. That sounds like a good conversation.
What was your name again?
Oh, it's Naj.
How do you spell that? Because I want to remember.
N-A-J. N-A-J.
All right. Send me a friend request, man. I love to talk to you. You sound really smart, and I like to hear things from other people's point of view and perspective, especially if we can get along. We seem to have a good little click here. We can talk.
Hey, man,
oh,
we
yes.
all have our moments. Other times I'm angry and unreasonable. You know how it goes, man. So it is what it is, dude. But, hey, but y'all have a good one, and hopefully I can get in on this show on Thursday. You said after 8. So hopefully I can get in on that one, man. But y'all have a good one, man.
You too. Okay. Thanks for the call, Nigel. Great call. Thank
yep.
you so much. There you go, folks. You see, we had constructive dialogue with a liberal. That's very rare when you can have. But he said he does agree with some of the things on the conservative side, so that's cool. And I agree. I have liberal leanings too. You know, I think they should legalize pot. I think that gay people should have their life and be able to get married and do whatever they want. You know, who cares? I think transgender people should be able to go to the bathroom wherever the hell they want. I have liberal leanings. There shouldn't be laws about it. We've been going to the bathroom with the transgender people for decades. No one knew nothing. No one said nothing. Who cares? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, well, I'm a liberal. But when it comes to jobs and the economy and taxes and energy independence and education, I'm a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
For the things that really matter for our country, freedom and liberty and the Constitution, that's where I'm a conservative.
Yeah.
Ray, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish we just went off on all different avenues. It was fun. And you can come on my show anytime.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Mark.
Patrick, you too.
Good time.
Love having you on the show. Patrick's going to have his show kicking off here pretty soon in the fall. Once he gets his fancy laptop going, we're going to have some good shows on Patriot Nation Radio Network. Patrick, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We had Naj call in. That was a great conversation with someone who has liberal leanings, with common sense and integrity and respect. This is the kind of people we want to talk to on the left. The ones that have common sense and dignity and thoughts and a mind and aren't just clouded by, you know, they're not just clouded by the propaganda and the media. It's very rare that you see a liberal come on a show and have a clear point of view.
A lot of the liberals
seem to have lost their minds. I was cool when Obama got elected the first time. Okay, we lost. Hope and change. Hallelujah. Let's see. We'll give him a chance. You know, we gave him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And when it changed for me with Obama was the first 2 years of his presidency, like Trump right now, he had the House and the Senate and the presidency. Anything that he blamed George Bush for, he could have changed it. But then maybe he can't, because we see what's going on with Trump, the obstructionist and the bullcrap that's going on in Congress right now, by even his own party. So who knows? Maybe the first 2 years of the Obama administration, I wasn't really tuned in. I was just like, well, we'll give it a chance. But after 2 years, I started seeing things. I'm like, wait a second, this guy's he's lied to us. He's this, that, and the other thing. I started seeing the writing on the wall. And then 2010, I lost everything. And after I lost everything, I said, oh, my God. Lord have mercy, this guy's killing our country. And then I started a radio show, and the rest is history. I want to thank you, everybody, for coming on the show tonight. I'm running late right now. I'm actually running late. I'm 7 minutes late. I got to wrap this show up. I want to, again, thank everybody on the live feed, and make sure you tune in Thursday, 7 p.m., A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, followed by me. And we're going to talk about the 3%ers. We're going to talk about the statues. We're going to talk about the Sons of Confederate Veterans. We're going to talk about Save Southern Heritage Florida. They have been in the news here recently regarding the statues and committees and this, that, and the other thing. You don't want to miss it. Of course, you can catch A Conservative's Perspective on Tuesdays at 7. You can catch Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran on Wednesdays. You want to make sure, if you can hit any of them shows, you head on over to the United Saints of America, Pastor Sylvester Bland, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. And you want to check out Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang. And you want to check out Keeper's Mind Pool with Keeper. I think he's on Tuesdays. And if you don't like any of that, just keep tuning in here. Until we meet again, folks, we're going to do the Star Spangled Banner as we always do here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm having difficulty holding my phone up here. Hold on. Here we go. There it is. Got to keep the charger in. Ladies and gentlemen, Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we
watched were so gallantly streaming.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for tuning in to the Patriot Nation radio show. Always a pleasure. I love all you. Pray for Texas. Pray for everybody. Pray for the enemy. Pray that the Lord touches Antifa and Black Lives Matter and stops the madness. In Jesus' name, amen. Until we meet again this Thursday, 8 o'clock, right after Conservative Perspective with James Bostic. I'm out. See you later, folks.